Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will the Redskins be striking up the band tonight? How many times? Let's give you our prediction, your MVP of the game, your score. We'll take your calls at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. What do you got, Danny?
This will be a good football game. I know what happens in primetime usually. I know what usually happens in the bed. I know that it usually is bad down the leg. I know the whole nine yards. I think this group is ready to compete. I just don't think you can beat Kansas City in their building right now. I think there are 31 teams that would go into Kansas City this night and lose a football game. I think
the Washington Redskins are good.
That was me last year, and I was incorrect because they proceeded to lose 4 of 6.
You're going to say that again if they get to 3-1, though.
Yeah, I'll say they're good right now, and then, of course, things will change. I'll offer the caveat. Go ahead and say it again, Danny.
The
say
Washington Redskins are good.
Said an idiot last year before they lost 4 of 6. They will lose this game tonight, 27-23. It will take 30 points to win. I really believe that. I think the Redskins will play well enough that people will leave and say, you know what? Going into the bye week, I feel pretty decent about them through 4 games. They got the 4-2-2, not in the way that I thought they would, but here they are at 2-2. And you feel pretty good about the way the rest of the season might stretch out, given the fact that the Giants don't look particularly formidable. The Cowboys have fallen off a little bit. They're good, but beatable. The Rams proved that, et cetera. We will feel okay Tuesday morning about a nice effort. It'll be one possession short. Kansas City makes a play at the end of the game, and the Redskins will drop a close one, 27-23.
Tell you what, Danny, if they play a 27-23 game, I'll be happy about that. Won't you?
Relatively pleased, yes, is what I would say. To overqualify, I would say yes.
I think I'll be content with that. Honestly, I mean that. Sign me up for that right now. Would you sign up for that right now? Losing 27-23 or just taking your chance?
Yeah, I'll sign up for that.
You would?
Isn't that weird that I'd sign up for that? I just think Kansas City's too good. Maybe I've talked myself. Maybe I've hyped it up a little bit too much in my head, but I'd sign up for that if they play okay.
A week ago, we both took the Raiders,
uh-huh,
and the Redskins beat them down handily.
Yep.
We're both going to take the Chiefs, and we'll see what happens tonight at Arrowhead Stadium. I've got Kansas City winning a 30-20 game. I think they win by 10. 30-20 is my final score. I think Kareem Hunt goes for over 100, and Tyreek Hill does make one big play. The Redskins have given up a few huge plays this year.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the throw on a breakdown to a tight end from the Rams who rumbled down the sideline. Luckily, Zach Brown caught him. They did give up the opening score to the Eagles a couple plays into their season on a near 50-yard touchdown pass on a scramble. Alex Smith can buy some time. Tyreek Hill can get open and plaster when everything's just kind of being thrown against the wall. I could definitely see the Chiefs off schedule making a big play or two. So I'm going to say the Redskins lose tonight 30-20. And I hope I'm wrong.
I'd even take that if we're negotiating. Because it'll mean that the Redskins win the football game. Unless it's 30-13, they have a garbage time score. But I think if you're with this Kansas City team right now. Now, if you played this game in a month or 2 months and everybody was, you know, had a bunch of water under the bridge, attrition, injuries, and so forth. Just given how good Kansas City has looked through 3 weeks. And again, maybe I'm overdoing this. Maybe I've hyped them too much in my mind. But I don't think anybody would beat them right now. Am I crazy in thinking that? They're number one in everyone's power rankings for a reason.
Yeah, you're overrating them a little bit, in my opinion. Yeah, they're number one. That has meant nothing the last couple weeks. Your number one team in your power rankings last week was the Steelers. They lost to the Bears. I mean, I think the Titans this week.
Well, let me rephrase it then.
Yeah.
Would you pick any of the other 31 teams if they were playing Kansas City in Kansas City tonight?
No, but that would mean 16 games. I think they would probably lose 6 of those or 7 of those this week.
Yeah.
It's too early in the season. Like, it's not like it's week 11.
Yeah, I'm not crowning them.
Right.
I'm not Dennis Green.
I don't even mean that. I just mean if it's week 11 and you're number one in power rankings, that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's week 4, you're the only unbeaten, and no one else has survived scares. You're the only team that is unblemished. So, of course, you're number one in the power rankings. That said, they are really good. Let's give away the first of two prizes this segment. You've got to know, as the 10th caller at 800-636-1067, the name of the Washington Post columnist we had on the show earlier today. If you know his name, You're going to win an MLB Network prize pack to help celebrate the American League Division Series on MLB Network this October. Network's bringing you two exclusive Division Series games plus live coverage before and after every game on MLB Tonight. Visit findmlbnetwork.com for the schedule and to get your channel number. Get the details online now at thefandc.com/contests. We'll also let you know that we will be giving away, we've upgraded to Xbox One.
Yeah, buddy.
NBA 2K18 for Xbox One. That is huge.
Bigly.
The mushball game is tomorrow at the Nats Youth Academy. First pitch is at about 7. Participants should be getting there around 6:30. If you want to come watch, you can. Raising awareness for one of the really well-kept secrets, but beautiful facilities and great causes in Washington, D.C. over at the Nats Academy in Southeast D.C. You can join 106.7 The Fan for our Mushball Classic October 3rd. That is tomorrow night. Team Grant versus Team Danny. Epic showdown. Bragging rights are on the line. Presented by the Fairfax Adult Softball League, the largest adult softball league in the nation. Details are at thefandc.com/events.
Feel good about it, man. It's going to be fun. I will take myself out of the game at a moment's notice if I feel something twinge. My back's already sore today from doing nothing yesterday. I'm worried about the hamstrings, the quads.
Yourself?
Yeah, I'm so nervous that it's going to be a massive injury for your pal.
I hope no one gets hurt. I hope no one gets hurt in tonight's Redskins game. Who's the breakout player for the Redskins tonight? Someone that thrives that we don't see coming.
Oh, man. I went with him earlier. I'll say Junior Gallette. He's been hovering around Sacktown.
Agreed.
For so many times he's been either a step late or the ball was designed to come out quickly on a three-step and he beat his man. He's been better than we realize. Only a half sack to this point. He's been so close. I think he may get a couple tonight.
I'm going to go Josh Doctson. I think last week was kind of the Levy breaking a little bit, and he starts to get more looks,
the Marv Levy
targets. I think Kirk Cousins decide, I got to get this guy in the mix. He's good. He can help me.
Here's what we're going to do now. Caller number 11. That's a couple of ones because it's the Xbox One. You'll have won NBA 2K18 on the Xbox One Entertainment System. Enjoy the best NBA video game of all time and run the neighborhood. Introducing an all-new neighborhood setting. Play the way you want to play on your road to a 99 rating. Play with the legendary teams, collect cards with my team, and relish in the most broadcasting talent ever assembled in a video game. Get all the details online at thefandc.com/contests, 800-636-1067. Win that NBA 2K18.
Redskins Chiefs tonight. Enjoy the game. Remember, Kirk Cousins at 11 tomorrow. There is nowhere better to get a post-game breakdown of Redskins football than right here on Grant and Danny the day after a game. Chad Dukes versus the World starts at 2. That is next. Keep it right here on The Fan all day long.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.